Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. But no Keyshawn, J. Will, or Zubin today. Shay Cornett, Bart Scott, filling
in. Shake and bake.
Day two.
I can't believe they let me back.
Yeah, me either. But here we are. Must be rough in July. Got a lot of good stuff to get to tonight. But number one, NBA Finals, Game 6 tonight in the Deer District.
Yes. Excited?
I'm excited. It's a little tricky. Like, let's just peel back the curtain when you got to get up at like 3 in the morning and stay up late to watch a finals game. But that's what we got good old coffee for. So I will find a way.
We're going to get a sponsor before this is over. We're going to get a sponsor.
What'd you say?
We're going to get a sponsor before this all over with. Somebody going to give us some type of energy something.
Someone will. You stopped doing your hair right before that. You could keep doing your hair.
Because I got bad hair. I mean, I don't know. We don't have any stylists here. You know what I'm saying? I need a little haircut. You know, I'm just trying to make it work. You know, when this thing smashes and sometimes it separates, it looks like it's part of the Red Sea. So, you know, it's all good.
Okay. Well, if you need to.
I can always go B-Rabbit up in this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Just put a little hood.
The B-Rabbit.
Yeah. There you go. That doesn't look good. It's like twisted weird.
Remember Mike Tyson punch out? I like little Mike.
Okay. Let's get to what we need to talk about here. I mentioned game 6 tonight in Milwaukee, and the Bucks are going to try to close this thing out at home. But the question now becomes, because we're inching so close to that finish line, and the Suns do need to win one if they want to bring it back to Phoenix and they want to extend this to 7 games. But nonetheless, the Bucks have been victorious more times than the Suns. And so this question is what kind of opens the floodgates here. Can someone other than Giannis Antetokounmpo win the MVP at this point? Should the Bucks go on and win tonight in Milwaukee? And before you answer that, we got some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. In fact, Stephen A. Smith does, because he thinks it could be Chris Middleton. Take a listen.
Even though the numbers would speak to Giannis, who's averaging, 32-13 for this series on 61% shooting, although 16% for three-point range, that's not his game. Thank goodness he's recognized that. Middleton could be in the argument for NBA Finals MVP based on how he's performed and when he has performed, meaning the ability to close and seal the deal. That's how special he has been.
All right, so let's be real. If you're looking at these two teams and you're going to prematurely talk about an NBA Finals MVP, for the Suns, you'd say Booker. For the Bucks, you'd say Giannis. Other than that, like A and B for the Bucks would be Chris Middleton, right? Or it'd be Drew Holiday. For the Suns, it would be Chris Paul. Okay, so let's just lay out what it is. CJ McCollum agreeing here with Stephen A. Smith. If the Bucks win this series, how many votes does Middy, meaning Chris Middleton, get for Finals MVP? Bro, he's been serving and closing. And so I think that's what Stephen A. was saying, Bart, is that it's been the timely manner in which Chris Middleton has made these shots or has come up as like that closer, the guy you trust. Look, Giannis has gaudier numbers. Like that is what it is. But he at least has done enough, Chris Middleton has, to be in the conversation at this point.
Listen, like, we've been around sports all the time. How often in football does a quarterback automatically get the MVP? We understand that, you know, who the MVP candidates are. We know that it's Booker and it's Giannis. And I don't think it's anything that anybody else can do, because we know a lot of these MVPs is about the journey to get there, right? Mm-hmm. Remember Giannis coming over from Greece as a skinny kid. I see the memes, I forget the kid from Sacramento that taps him and asks him how old he is, and he's 20 years old, and he's put the work in, and he's had the disappointment he's endured. And listen, he came back when nobody thought he could come back. He was able to answer the bell. So it's about the story leading up to the finals. It's not so much about the end result. And yes, you can make an argument for Middleton, but that argument won't be made by many people. Certainly not enough for him to be the MVP. Giannis is the face of the franchise. He needs a MVP to add to the rest of his MVPs for his legacy as he continues on his early track to the Hall of Fame and basketball immortality.
Okay, let me just give you some numbers before you have that convincing stance. Okay, Bart. Okay, so first of all, prior to game 5, Middleton had 15 field goals to tie or take the lead in the fourth quarter or overtime this postseason. 15, that's quite a few. That's tied with LeBron for the most in a single playoff run in the past 25 years. So the guy is doing it in the clutch, right? And so if you think about tonight, and we don't know how the game's going to go down. I can't see the future. Wish I could, because I'd be putting a lot of money on Vegas. Anyways, if for some reason he hits that go-ahead bucket or game winner or buzzer beater or whatever it is to seal the deal, that's when the narrative for me shifts. Because again, yes, Giannis has better numbers. Middleton playing well, averaging 25 points, almost 7 boards in this final series. But the fact that he just – that I mean – look, at the end of a game in a game time situation, who's taking that last shot? It's not going to be Giannis.
Okay.
Unless you're trying to draw a foul, it's going to be Middleton.
Okay. Who has the most memorable plays in this
series,
right?
Yes.
The block, the alley-oop. You know, the funny thing is when you watch that that final play when Drew Holiday threw him the hoop, is watching P.J. Tucker look like he's 75 years old, man. Did he walk him down? You know, like, we would give P.J. Tucker a loaf on that one, right? We would give him a minus on the play. But Giannis and his effort. And listen, you can argue that, you know, the Bucks are in this situation because Middleton wasn't able to answer the bell in the first two games of the series. So Giannis has been consistent. So it goes to the person that's more consistent as well. Middleton has played great of late. Giannis has been consistent in the one constant that you can count on throughout this entire series.
That is true. Chris Middleton has gone missing quite a few times, I feel like. But nonetheless, it's the timely shots that matter. And when we talk about crunch time, we talk about being clutch. We talk about how he's been able to push them over the threshold, especially late in games throughout the entirety of the playoffs. But I guess for Chris Middleton also, it's been in those in-game situations. They're not necessarily memorable, like the block or the alley-oop, but like when they're down 16 points early to the Suns.
Right.
Chris Middleton's a big reason to facilitate a comeback. Like, he's been in those prime situations. They need him in a big way.
Oh, absolutely.
I just think if it's on the line and it's the end of the game and he is the reason they win and they beat the Suns and they bring home their first trophy in over 50 years, like, we're really talking about something then.
I mean, it's about the others, right? Right? Because we know that two things we can count on in this series. We can count on Devin Booker to step up, and we can count on Giannis to step up. So it's about who's that others. And everybody loves the underdog because he's the guy that we didn't know what to expect from. Mm-hmm. We didn't know if he was able to step up, and he's been able to answer the bell, and he's answered it, like, in tremendous fashion. And he's the guy that has the ball in his hands. He's the guy that's able to create. He's the guy that's also playing good defense as well. But Giannis has been the guy that's, you know, I mean, I look at CJ McCollum and his comments, that's spoken like a true Robin, right? Because Robin is always going to root for the underdog because he's really projecting, right? When I go to therapy, like, my therapist say, Bart, you're projecting, right? You know, and CJ McCollum is projecting because right now Dame Lillard is saying this guy may not be enough and we may have to ship him out. He's saying, hey, Scottie Pippen's like, yeah, absolutely. Chris Middleton, everybody that's been the number
two. Leave my bulls out of this, okay? That was Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, so Bucks lead the NBA Finals 3-2. Game 6 tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on ABC and ESPN Radio. Coverage starts at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. How will you watch, Mr. Bart Scott? On your couch?
Yeah.
Half asleep?
Yeah. Well, you know what? No, I'm gonna be up. I'm going to be up because, you know, after this show,
we're
going to go take that straight power nap. We're going to prepare, right? We're going to be dog jacked. Exactly. So I'm going to go to sleep after this. But it's going to be exciting because – you know, it's almost bittersweet because this series has been so good. You want to see it to go to a game 7.
I do,
but
of course,
you understand that the Bucks are elite at home, and that home court advantage is a real thing, and it's something about those supporting players from Phoenix really showing up on the road. So you want to see, like, who can be an unsung hero, because, you know, I grew up for the era where I watched Vinnie Johnson hit 007 and all those things. Kerr, you know, you got Paxson. Like, you want to see, like, that who's going to show up and be a hero and introduce themselves on a big stage. Is it Bridges? Is it Covington? Who's going to be one of those others that we can say, man, he was maybe the MVP of the game?
Yeah, we'll see. Tonight, it's all going down. I have a feeling it is going to 7, but hey, what do I know? The Bucks went all in on Drew Holiday and find themselves one win away from the title. Another Midwest team is all in on another player, perhaps.
Whoopsies.
We'll find out next after Bart is this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 location branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facilities safe for your people and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by.
Andy Dalton is our starter.
Justin Fields' ceiling is much higher.
If I'm the Bears, I would start Justin Fields.
When I do get my opportunity, I just have to be ready for that moment.
We all get excited about Justin Fields.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Like it.
Little Kanye, little Chicago talk.
See, I like that. I like that. See,
Yates knows what he's doing.
We don't have a DJ Killer Groove. Our DJ, my DJ's better than your DJ.
Yeah, it's true. The Chicago Bears, an interesting place in the NFC North it is right now. Question marks about Aaron Rodgers. Chicago Bears have Justin Fields. They have Andy Dalton. What's going to happen offensively there? Minnesota Vikings need to be better than they were last year. The Lions have a new quarterback. It's a weird place, the NFC North right now. But before too long, we're going to find out what it's all about. Bart Scott, Shea Cornett filling in on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Okay, Bart. So Matt Nagy had a few things to say about what is going on right now. He was asked on a podcast recently about the Bears offense. And this is what Matt Nagy said, and he spoke with Kenneth Davis, I want to get this right, on Under the Center podcast. This is what he said. I think it's what we've put together. Ryan Pace has done such an amazing job of building the last 3 years. This roster that we have, we've got a lot of depth. The time is now. We know that, and we're looking forward to it. So the question is, have they done enough offensively to move forward? Obviously, last year was a little bit of a mess under center with Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky trying to figure it out. Okay. Tariq Cohen, one of their running backs, goes down with an ACL tear. They had new tight ends like Cole Kmet, and in his rookie year, he did okay. And I think that tight end group is going to be a lot better this year. I can give away my answer right now, but I'll let you go first in terms of, do you think the Bears have done enough offensively to take another step forward, which is absolutely necessary at this point for both Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy?
Well, yeah, I absolutely do. Right. And this is a playoff team from the year before, you know, more another team going to get in the tournament this year. I think with their defense, they're always, you know, going to be in the game. And you look at Tariq Cohen, people don't realize how important he was. Right. He's their Darren Sproles. He's their splash guy. You know, he's their cheetah. Right. He's the guy that they get the ball in space and he makes explosive plays. You know, and once you lose that out of your offense, you lose that 10 to 15 minutes that the opposing team has in practice where they have to prepare for his gadgets, for the different places that they're going to line him up. And with him coming back healthy, I think that's going to give them a lot of pop. And could you imagine him back there with Fields in some type of RPO / speed option type of, you know, scenario? I think it's going to really, you know, pay dividends for whoever's behind center. Eventually, I believe that's going to be Fields in the future.
I do too. When, I don't know. What I do know is Andy Dalton's going to start this season,
right?
Okay? And that's not going to change during training camp. As much as a lot of Chicago fans wanted to, it's not. Andy Dalton's probably going to start, my guess would be, the first five games of the season. How is he going to perform? That remains to be seen. In terms of doing enough around him and offensively, because in my opinion, Bart, it's going to be similar to last year with Mitch Trubisky. Andy Dalton's going to have a short leash. If things start going haywire and Fields looks ready enough, like, in you go, let's see what you got. Yeah. I just don't think that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy can insert him early on and have him fail, and then it's a failure on the entire franchise. Okay, so with that being said, obviously David Montgomery is going to be your premier back. You get Tariq Cohen back at some point from that ACL tear, and then they added to that running back stable through the draft and through free agency this year, and so you would think there's depth at that position. You get Allen Robinson under the franchise tag, so you have weapons there. The receiving core should be better. Again, adding depth there because you have Marquise Goodwin coming in, who we know is speed. The offensive line is where I get a little bit nervous. Right. There's two tried and true guys with James Daniels and Cody Whitehair. And then the other positions, obviously, you added Tevin Jenkins in the draft. Like, it remains to be seen. And so all this to say, yes, I think they've done enough this offseason to be better. But again, if you have Aaron Rodgers back in the NFC North right. and a very competitive NFC, like, I don't know. I don't know.
It depends on which Minnesota Vikings team is going to show up, which Kirk Cousins is going to show up. Is he going to be the Kirk Cousins that can play at above average level? Can he be a top 15 quarterback? Because if they do that, you want to say that, you know, maybe when you look at the Minnesota Vikings, they're better on paper. But it's going to come down to the quarterback position. And I think Fields gets in the middle of the season, and I think he's going to give them an infusion of youth.
Of course.
And just a whole total dimension to their offense. And with that defense, you can play complementary football, right? Because that defense is elite. That defense is going to be able to keep you in games. It's going to give you good field position. And I think, you know, the different layers that Justin Fields adds to what their offense can be. And people, listen, Allen Robinson doesn't get the respect he deserves. We talk about most disrespected, you know, stars in this league. I think Allen Robinson is one of them, because what he's been able to do with just average play at the quarterback position, whether you want to go back to his days in Jacksonville mm-hmm. or his experience in Chicago, he doesn't drop passes. He's elite, right? And when you do that, then you open up yourself to a guy like Godwin, who can be able to stretch the field. It allows, you know, Allen to be able to work those intermediate type of explosive plays 20 to 25 yards down the field.
True. I agree with you. Doesn't always get the respect that he deserves, because the Bears offense has not been good. It is ranked towards bottom of the league last year in almost every statistical category. Like, they have not been good. In terms of the defense and playing complementary football, like, yes, the defense, though, is a year older this year. And not to say they're old, because I believe there will not be one player above the age of 31 when the season starts, at least starting on the defensive side of the ball. And so when Matt Nagy says the time is now, yeah, because 2 years ago you had a top 10 defense and it went completely wasted because of a double doink in the playoffs. And then last year was a complete mess. And so, yes, the time is now if you want to have both sides of the ball. Be
it
strong.
Is scar tissue there with your fandom. It is some little scar tissue right there.
Sorry, my Chicago is showing. Let me tuck that back in.
you're locked and loaded. I mean, but, you know, for Pace and Nagy, listen, this is put up or shut up, right? You know, you want to think that the draft and the fact that Fields was able to drop to them after they had put all their eggs in one basket, that was Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson, you know, they have to put up or shut up, because they won't be back. And it'll be a quick rebuild with a young franchise quarterback that we don't know, that's going to go into his second year potentially and have to learn a whole new system and figure out the game all at the same time. So Nagy is playing for or coaching for his career or his coaching career, at least in Chicago, and Nagy is definitely on deck too. If they didn't get Fields, I would think they would have been let go after the draft.
Yeah, I think Fields buys them some time.
Right.
When you have a rookie quarterback, normally you don't expect them to be great in, you know, year one. Usually it gives them a little bit of time. I look at the schedule, Fields, there's a bye week for the Bears week 10. I think he goes in week 5, though, against the Raiders. That would be my guess, because I think the first 4 or 5 games give him a time to see some things under Andy Dalton. Okay, here's a poll that I've seen. Nearly 2,000 Bears followers took part in a survey. And they were asked, do you trust Matt Nagy and the Bears staff to have the right plan for Justin Fields? And you can see the schedule if you're watching on TV right now. And again, I said week 10 is when the bye week is. And I think it happens probably prior to the bye week. Nonetheless, so the question, do you trust Matt Nagy and the Bears to have the right plan for Justin Fields? 41.5% people said yes. 33.7% people said not sure. 24.8% said no. So not even half the amount of fans that were surveyed here said yes. That's a little bit concerning. The other thing that people like to point out is we haven't seen Matt Nagy develop a quarterback yet. Okay, can we just talk about what he was given? He was given Mitch Trubisky, who had already been in their system and had to learn everything brand new and what he pegged himself as a very complicated system. So cut him some slack. And Nick Foles, okay, not a starter. He's just not a starter in the National Football League.
Outside of Philadelphia, that's the only place he can play well.
Yeah, but even then he's got to come off the bench to play well.
Yeah.
Yeah, build him a statue, too. We were building statues yesterday. Build one for him in Philly. Nonetheless, the Bears have a lot of work to do, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So We'll see what happens this year. The NHL expansion draft is tomorrow, and the NHL has one rule that we all love. So we will adopt that and have our draft, but with NFL players. Our GM is here next, and Bart will try and beat him at building a team. Excuse me, I am also going to try and beat him at building a team. Thank you. That's next after Bart. Is this from Goodyear?
Every move we make pushes us forward, whether it's on the track or on the court or the field. Movement is how we make our impression on the world. It's part of who we are. And when we pursue it with everything we've got, it shows us who we'll become. Every move we make, every road we choose to go down, every mile marker we pass takes us to a new place and shows the world just how far we can go. Goodyear, more driven.
Individually, every big athlete usually has big goals. Super Bowl championship and Super Bowl MVP. What can you possibly do to top this?
Win another one.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
SportsCenter. NBA Finals Game 6 is tonight. After winning three consecutive games, the Milwaukee Bucks take a 3-2 series lead against the Phoenix Suns. Into Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight on NBC and ESPN Radio. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. The Bucks are one win away from winning their first title in 50 years. Milwaukee is the fourth team in Finals history to go down 2-0 and win the next three games. The 2006 Heat and 1977 Trailblazers went on to win the title in those two seasons. Giannis Antetokounmpo has averaged 32.2 points per game through his first five career finals games. Only Rick Barry, Allen Iverson, and Dwayne Wade averaged more. Team USA guard Zach LaVine put in health and safety protocols and did not travel to Tokyo. USA Basketball said in a statement that it hoped LaVine would be able to join the team in Japan later this week. He is now the third player to be affected in the past week, as Bradley Beal had to leave the team because of the protocols, and Jeremy Grant was in contact tracing quarantine for 4 days. LaVine started Team USA's last two exhibition games, which were both wins, and averaged 10.3 points per game in all four of the exhibition games. Nashville Predators prospect Luke Prokop becomes the first active player under NHL contract to come out as gay. Prokop made the announcement on social media and said his decision to come out in April when he returned from Calgary after a season ended because of COVID-19. Prokop was selected in the third round of the 2020 NHL draft by the Predators and signed a 3-year entry-level contract with Nashville back in December. Prokop played last season for the Calgary Hitmen of the Western Hockey League. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See StraightTalk.com. On the road to camp, that's right. Training camp in the NFL starts this week. I can't believe it is already here on Thursday. The Steelers and the Cowboys are going to report because they are in the Hall of Fame game this year. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, but those three dudes not in the building. Instead, Shea Cornett and Bart Scott hanging out
with you.
That's what we're calling ourselves, shake and bake, you know, a little S&B. Hanging out with you on a Tuesday morning. Okay, let's talk Giants here for a minute. Okay, I know the Cowboys start this week, but nonetheless, NFC East, like, we'll go to the Giants. Because Saquon Barkley was asked yesterday how he's feeling after tearing his ACL. And if you remember, he tore his ACL, I believe it was week two last season against the Chicago Bears. Here's what Saquon had to say in his press conference.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. Just taking it day by day and just listen to my body. And whenever I'm able to get out there, make sure that I'm 110%. Not just for, you know, the something to safety and healthy and myself, my well-being, but just so I can go out there and get a high level and show the world Saquon is.
So Saquon saying we'll see in terms of he'll be ready for training camp, if he'll be ready for week one. As a reminder, week one, the Giants will host the Broncos in New York. And so surprise, no, not really. Like with an ACL, MCL, I mean, he tore up his knee pretty bad. The we'll see thing is understandable, but being coy nonetheless is the star running back for the Giants. And so I guess, would we be surprised if we don't see him week one? What does this do for the Giants? Do you think he's just being coy? What are your thoughts, Bart?
Well, I think secretly he has a target base, right? And they're going to bring him along slowly in training camp, because it's one thing to run in a straight line and do predictable drills, but it's another thing to react to what's happening in front of you, and it's the unpredictability of what can happen in front of you. I think he's made out of the same stuff as some of the greats, right? We think about Adrian Peterson. We think about some of the people that came back to show that they were a little superhuman. Because he was so young and it happened at such a young age, I think that he's going to be able to heal maybe faster than maybe a veteran that has a little bit more scar tissue there. And I think it's important for him to come back and hit the ground running, because he has to be on a mission.
No pun intended. Yeah,
right. He has to be on a mission. He has to be on a mission to prove that he is a guy that can be more than just a running back. Because if you want to get the type of money that Saquon Barkley we thought was scheduled to make after his rookie season, he's going to have to be able to be available, and he's going to have to be that third down back. He's going to have to be that every down back. Everybody's chasing McCaffrey. And if he wants to be considered like McCaffrey or Alvin Kamara and be able to get that type of money, he's going to have to show up, and he's going to have to be available. He's going to have to do the tough yards. We want to see him be able to run in between the tackles, not always have to circle the defense and have the explosive plays. Can he be consistent like a guy like Nick Chubb to get the tough yards? That remains to be seen. And I think the success of not only the Giants but Danny Dimes rests on Saquon Barkley's thighs. They're rubbing. Look at that.
He
almost caught
thighs.
Fire right there.
Those thighs, yeah, I know. But this is the thing that we forget, because this is now an elongated season and there's an extra game with 17 games. And if you've got a young gun like Saquon Barkley, who no doubt when he's healthy is the Giants' best weapon offensively, you need to preserve him and make sure that he is fully healthy before you just throw him into the mix. And look, the Giants are going to do some special things this year, I think, at least. They added some key free agents. They did really well in the draft. I love that Azeez Ojulari, who they added, one of the best pass rushers, that was in the draft this year. They have Adoree Jackson, Kenny Golladay, Kyle Rudolph, Leonard Williams, just among the few that they added in the offseason. And so having him in the mix, like, we've seen the Giants win without him, obviously. They didn't have a great season, but look, they were the Eagles not putting their third-string quarterback in away from being in the playoffs last year. This is a team in the Giants that almost beat the Bucks in primetime on Monday Night Football. I think it was Thursday Night Football, actually. So they were right there even without Saquon and without all these off-season additions. So why rush him back for week one against the Broncos? It's not necessary. If he doesn't feel fully ready to go when you've got an extra game on the back end anyways, let him chill.
I need to know what he's all about, right? And listen, when you're going into your not free agent year, but, you know, the year where they got to figure out if they're going to give him a long-term contract or not, you're treated like a rental car, right? Like, when you get your rental car, you don't care about smoking a cigarette and put the butt out on the seat. You don't care. McDonald's wrappers on the back.
Okay, right? See, now that's not true. They'll give you fines for all this stuff now. They'll slap you.
Don't smoke in a car.
Yeah.
Vape it up. Yeah. You know, like, nobody cares, right? You don't care about the brake pads or anything like that. And that's how you got to treat Saquon Barkley. I want to push you and see how hard I can put on you, how much I can put on you, because I need to really make a true decision. if you can carry the load. Because if I give you $15 million a year for the next 4 years, that's going to put me in salary cap hell, because that's going to cost me a couple of players in the future. So I need to see all of what you can do. I need to see all your productivity. I don't want to just come in here and put you on a pitch count. I need to see if you can be dominant.
Well, and okay, that was going to be my next question. Like, if he does return week one, week two, the start of the season, essentially, like, you'd assume they put him on some sort of a snap count just to be sure and preserve his knee and his legs as best as they can, right? Like, I don't care how strong those thighs are.
Well, Adrian Peterson, remember Gettleman said he's a yellow jacket type of guy. That's why he's a generational player, right? And he passed on Lamar Jackson. He passed on Josh Allen and picked Saquon Barkley. Well, it's time for you to start putting up, buddy, because my job is on the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My job is on the line. If you're Dave Gettleman and this team, we made all the excuses in the world, right? Why this team hasn't been better. You know, I think the Giants have the worst record in the last, like, 5 or 6 years outside of the Cleveland Browns as far as record-wise. Like, people forget, it's been a long time since 2012 and they won that championship. It went to, you know, they went from 0 to 100. Back down to zero. And listen, last year was cute, but it still didn't yield any results.
No, it didn't. And so the time is now. Giants open training camp next week, and week one for them is at home against the Broncos. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable network, Straight Talk Wireless. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com. All right, time to welcome in Mr. Mike Tannenbaum, and we're going to do something fun.
Uncle TB, where's your shake, man? Oh, you already had it. We're a little early. 6 o'clock shake, my bad.
Good morning, Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining us right now here on KJZ. Shea Cornett, Bart Scott here hanging out this morning. All right, Tannenbaum, we're going to do something a little different this morning, all right? So hang with me. Here are the rules. Let me first set this up. So this is called the KJZ NFL Draft. Why are we doing this, you ask? Well, because the NHL expansion draft for the Seattle Kraken is Wednesday night. The NHL does things right. Okay, so Seattle, like Vegas a few years ago, can only select one player from each team. And then once you select that player from that team, no one else can select another player from that team. Are we all on board here with the rules? We're going to do the same thing here. And we're going to do our own NFL draft ahead of the season. By the way, the Seattle Kraken expansion draft Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The rules for us, though, a little different since we're doing the NFL. Okay. So for us, what we're going to do, it's going to be a snake draft. Each one of us is going to draft five players. We must take one and only one, Tannenbaum, if you're listening, quarterback. And we must each take one defensive player. And so when I was looking at this, I thought to myself, well, when I do my fantasy drafts, which, Bart, I know you're not, like, on board with, I look at who's going to give me the most points. Not the same thing. This is not, like, go out and get whoever's going to put up the most points for you. You want your team to beat my team.
Okay.
Or vice versa. So you want the player that's going to beat the other team as a whole, not who's just going to give you the most points at the position. Are we all on board with the rules here? Tannenbaum, you good?
When do we take the overpaid, athletically deficient linebackers?
You can take them whenever you want.
Words hurt, TB.
I did that once in my career. I'm just.
And it took you to two AFC championships. It took you to almost to the promised land.
Okay. All right, let's talk nice now, guys. Because I'm a lady and because I'm hosting the show, I get to go first. So these are the rules. It's a snake draft, so that means I'll go first. Then it'll go Tannenbaum, then it'll go Bart, and then it'll reverse the order on the way back. I think there should be some sort of, like, sound here before I do my first pick. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted, folks, with the first pick in our expansion KJZ
Are you gonna do this
NFL
for our picks
draft.
Too?
No, I won't. I'm just doing my own. I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes. So, none of y'all could take anyone from the Chiefs.
Okay.
I got Patrick Mahomes. Tannenbaum, you're up next. Who you got?
Okay, for one season, I'm going to go with Dak Prescott.
So predictable. What did I say before this started?
Before we started this, Bart said, watch Tannenbaum take Dak Prescott. He was spot on. Okay, so now we've got two quarterbacks off the board. No one can take anyone from the Chiefs or the Cowboys. And so, Bart, who do you got?
I'm leading my ship and guiding my ship. I'm going to go Josh Allen.
Ooh, good one. I almost took him, too. So, the Bills are now also off the board. That means no Stephon Diggs, everyone, for those paying attention. And Bart, since this is a snake draft, you get another pick.
Ooh, okay.
Remember, you do have to take at least one defensive player. We're drafting five players each year. You've already taken Josh Allen from the Bills. You don't have to take a defensive player now. I'm just reminding you.
No, absolutely. I'm going to take DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. So Cardinals now go off the board. You've got yourself a receiver and a quarterback. Tannenbaum, back to you. Who are you going to take?
Chase Young.
Chase Young. That's a good one. Our first defensive player off the board. What are you making faces like that for?
That's early.
It's early. It's too early. This is not like a normal fantasy draft, okay? Okay. I'm going to go next. I'm going to take Derrick Henry. So the Titans now go off the board.
Ooh.
So Derrick Henry will be my pick.
Ooh.
And since I'm going to go next here, I'm going to go defense too, and I'm going to take Aaron Donald. So I have now taken Aaron Donald, Patrick Mahomes, and Derrick Henry, and it goes back to you, Mike Tannenbaum.
I'm going to go. I'm staying with my theme of great players coming off of injuries. Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay. So that would be the Browns. So now the Browns are off the board too. Okay. Yeah, you are going great players coming off injuries. We're not at all concerned about this. We're just going to let him do this.
Okay. Well, let me beat you at your own game, Uncle TB. I'm going to go Christian McCaffrey. How about that?
Christian McCaffrey. Good one. I had him on my list too. Okay. It goes back to you, buddy. And I think this would be your last pick. Hopefully I'm keeping track properly. Someone can tell me in my ear.
No, this is number four for me.
You have one more pick.
Okay. And I'll one-up you, your Chase Young, with a T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt, Steelers. No more Steelers. Ooh. It goes back to you now. And that was your fifth pick, right? That was his
fifth
pick.
That was my fourth. That was my
fourth pick. Man, I can't add. Okay, Tannenbaum, back to you.
He ran it out.
Okay.
Of
faith. Let's see here.
You've already taken your quarterback. You've already taken your receiver.
Yep. Yeah.
You've already taken a defensive player.
Yep. Let me just.
Ooh.
Yeah. No. I'm going through the. Let's see here.
You can't lose your pick. Yeah,
I'll go with Josh Jake. I'll go. I'm going with Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs. That's a good one. So now the Raiders come off the board. And it goes back to me. And I'm now going to take my defensive player, and I'm going to go to my hometown, Chicago, okay. And I'm going to take Roquan Smith.
Well, good job.
Oh, I already took Donald.
Good
that's
one.
Okay. I can take two defensive players. I'm a defensive, I'm a defensive-minded person.
Who's the biggest, worst matchup in the NFL? It is the tight end position. I'm surprised nobody took him.
Hold on.
Give me Kittle.
No, it's my turn. It's a snake draft.
Oh!
But thank you. I'll take George Kittle. That's how this works. I'll take George Kittle for the 49ers.
Man.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm such a hot dog.
Don't do that.
Is it me now?
Now it's you.
Oh, wow.
Now it's Tannenbaum. Now it's Tannenbaum. I'm really messing this up. Now it's Tannenbaum. Okay, my five players are done. One. Yes, you've got your fifth. Go ahead.
Right. So my fifth player, what is, could it be any position or
yeah,
does it
just
have to
cannot
be
a quarterback. Cannot be a quarterback. That's it.
Okay.
Your
I'm
going
to go Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram for Tannenbaum. And that was his fifth player. So we are now done with our draft. You are the last one to put your fifth one on the board.
Are we going to poll like to see who the fans think is going to win?
Yes.
Because, I gave you Kittle. And listen, it's okay, man. We call that a handicap where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? But, it's so many picks. Do I go Kyle Pitts? Do I go the young rookie, the phenom that's going to be like the best friend of Matty Ice? Oh, so many decisions. But if I have
a rookie is a bold move.
Yeah, but if I have to pick one, let's see. Where can I find my tight end at? Ooh, Noah Fant, no. Okay. I'm going to go Hunter Henry.
Oh, Hunter Henry.
He ain't got to block. He ain't going to have to block nobody.
All right. So we have our drafts completed. I wrote mine down. I'm going to assume you guys didn't. I didn't write yours down. But if you can remember yours.
Yes.
My team's pretty hard to beat.
Right, I have them.
Oh,
so Bart went, Josh Allen.
All right, so.
DeAndre Hopkins, Christian McCaffrey, T.J. Watt, Hunter Henry.
Ooh, that just sounds
gangster.
I know, it
Chase
really does.
Team is Patrick Mahomes, Derrick Henry, Aaron Donald, Roquan Smith, George Kittle.
That's right.
And Mike Tannenbaum, Dak Prescott, Chase Young, OBJ, Josh Jacobs, Evan Ingram. Shockingly, Mike didn't take Vernon Golston.
Okay, so those are the teams right now.
Those are the teams.
Hurts. And we're going to put a poll up to see who won. I don't know. My Mahomes play, Derrick Henry, I don't know who's stopping me on the ground.
But if I would have had
Aaron Chiles. Donald, Roquan Smith, George Kittle. My only misstep is I don't have a receiver.
Right.
that was an oversight on my end.
Well, Kittle is your guy.
Kittle's my receiver.
If I would have been able to get Kittle, that would have put me over the top.
Oh, please.
But, you know, I celebrated too early. I was celebrating before I got to the end zone, and you came and knocked the ball out of my hand like Don Beebe.
That's what I did. Tannenbaum, how are you feeling about your draft?
I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, we're going to need these guys to come back strong. But look, I think Odell Beckham is going to have a great year. Candidly, a little concerned about Ingram, but you know, I think that's okay because like Kittle is a great player. He's a great blocker. I just don't know if we're going to get that sort of production in the passing game. So I'm a little concerned about my Ingram pick, but that's okay because I think Kittle isn't going to be as dominant in fantasy, even though he is a great player.
Okay, but this is not fantasy rules.
This is squad.
This is squad rules.
It's the details.
So it's okay. And you're saying he doesn't think he's going to be that good in the passing game. I think that's a slight of Garoppolo. I'm not really sure.
I don't think anybody can beat my team. Christian McCaffrey's going to have so much space with Sam Darnold now with those two.
Y'all are taking players based off last year coming off injury. I just want you to keep that in mind. I don't have recent receipts for both your teams. So my team at least has recent receipts. All right, Tannenbaum, why we got you here. This week, training camps begin. We've got the Steelers and we've got the Cowboys reporting to camp. Yes. And so earlier today, we were talking a lot about the Giants and the Steelers and the Cowboys and all these things that are going on right now within the NFL. And so let's start with the Cowboys here. Let's start in the NFC East in terms of what you expect from them, especially this week once they get going. There's a lot of question marks. I know you took Dak Prescott in your draft, so there's the perfect segue. The Cowboys need to come up big this year, and what do you expect?
I expect them to win the division. I expect them to beat Tampa Bay on opening night, and I expect them to be in the championship game. And here's why. I think offensively, and Bart, you know this well, when you have two frontline bona fide number one wide receivers in CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, that helps the spacing of the entire offense. They missed 36 games last year for three offensive linemen, Zach Martin, Lyle Collins, and Tyron Smith. So their offensive line is going to be a lot better. And their first five draft choices were on defense. And Dan Quinn's coming over from Atlanta. I think Dan's going to make a massive improvement to that side of the ball. And even if Dallas gets to average, I think they're going to be really at least competitive on defense and explosive on offense. I think they're clearly the best team in the East, and I think they're one of the best teams in the conference.
Wow, clearly the best team in the East.
I don't know, right? Because when I look at the Giants, I look at how balanced they are, right? So it's not like they're top-heavy, right? I feel like Dallas is a little top-heavy. They're more of a great offensive team. They're just trying to be in the middle of the pack. I think that, you know, Danny Dimes with Saquon Barkley coming back, you know, with a contract looming in the future, I think Andrew Thomas is going to be a lot better. But that defense was solid, almost elite last year. Now they get Ozeez, who's one of the best pass rushers there, which now you can't really slide your protection or you really can't double Leonard Williams because he's inside. So now you're going to have interior pressure from Ozeez, but also from Dexter Lawrence, who doesn't get enough credit for his ability to push the pocket and be a little bit slippery. But then we know what Leonard Williams was last year with 13 and a half sacks. And then on the outside, usually the problem is either you got a pass rush and a bad secondary. They have maybe probably the most elite talent out there, you know, understanding what they go in and got a Dory Jackson. Then you got Bradbury out there. Then you got Peppers, who's like a jack of all trades, a Tyrann Mathews type of guy. And I forget, and they got Ryan Logan out there. So they have leadership all over the board. And then on the other side, they have great outside weapons. I would argue that you can say that maybe the Giants have better skill position players than that of the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, look at that, coming back with fire. And we didn't even mention the Washington football team. Go ahead.
You know, Bart, I would say this. I agree from a standpoint. I think the Giants did a great job with depth. Kadarius Toney, signing Galladay. I'm a big Darius Slayton fan. Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram. I like their depth, but I just think the frontline ability of CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper is better than what the Giants have. And I agree, this is a big, big year for Daniel Jones, but on paper, they have a lot of weapons, and I think they're going to be much improved on that side of the ball.
Quickly, before we go, let's ask about the Steelers really quick before we let you go, because we've had a lot of discussions about Ben Roethlisberger. Him coming back, I mean, look, this was a team that was 11-0 at one point last season, and really, Roethlisberger had some really good games, especially early on, and then the wheels fell off. What do you expect from the Steelers?
I think they're going to be really poor this year. I think they're going to struggle, and I think they're going to be worse next year. And, you know, Bart, of all people, could relate to this. When Ben Roethlisberger was a great player, and to me, he's a Hall of Famer, he was really hard to tackle, all-time tough guy. Last year, he was second to last in the NFL in yards per pass attempt. He's trying to get rid of the ball. I think they have a Hall of Fame coach in Mike Tomlin. I think they have a really solid front seven. But this is an aging, athletically deficient quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. The other three teams have young, ascending quarterbacks. So I think Pittsburgh is going to struggle this year, and it's going to be worse next year.
To be continued.
I was just going to say, hold your frustration. All right, Mike Tannenbaum, thanks so much for the time. We'll get back to you on who won the draft, because we've already got people calling in and reporting on social media. So we'll get back to you.
That was a lot of fun. Love to do that. I've never done a snake draft. That was a lot of fun.
See you, TV. All right, why CP3 needs CP something else? That's next on KJZ.
Such a tease.
Isn't that a good one?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.